Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we're going to have a lot of fun.
Hi friends, my name is Peter, and yes, it's a beautiful day to practice English. Today's topic is Around Town.
And our title is The Dragon Boat Race. The Dragon Boat Race. Peter, what's the best race in the summer?
The dragon boat race, of course.
Oh, yeah. Our friends are enjoying the festival in town. Let's learn more about it. Here's Peter to help us.
It is dragon boat festival time. There is a boat race this weekend. Alex is practicing with his team. Rob is on a team too. Both teams practice every day. Alex and Rob can have a competition. But can Rob's team beat Alex's? Ben, Taylor, and Susie are excited. They can watch the race on Saturday. They are meeting near the lake at 8 a.m.
Thank you, Peter. Have you celebrated a dragon boat festival before?
Yes, I have. When I lived in Asia, I celebrated the holiday. Before, I didn't really know much about it. And today, I'm sure to learn some more about it.
Have you ever been in the race before?
No, but it looks really fun.
Yes, it does. All right, well, let's learn our keywords for today. Here's Christina.
Hello, 明天就是端午节咯。端午节一定会有划龙舟大赛。龙舟就是 dragon boat, 名词 boat 就是船。 Tomorrow is dragon boat festival, 划船比赛就是 a boat race, 名词 boat 是船, 那名词 race 就是比赛。 它专指赛跑、赛车、赛船之类速度上的竞赛。Let's go watch the boat race. Alex 要参加划龙舟比赛，比赛前天天都要练习。They are practicing every day. 动词 practice 就是练习，练习的时候是全队一起练习的。He practices with the team. 名词 team 指的就是团队。Alex 和 Rob 分别参加不同的船队。 到底谁能够打败对方呢? 动词击败或者是打败就是beat. Can Rob's team beat Alex's?
Hey Alex, what are you doing after work today?
I'm busy, Ben. I'm getting ready for Dragon Boat Festival.
What are you getting ready for?
I'm getting ready for a boat race.
When is the race?
It's at the park on Saturday.
Wow, cool. Can I watch the race?
Sure.
What are you doing after work today, Marie?
Today I am very busy, Peter. I am shopping for groceries. Then I will exercise. What about you? What are you doing after work today?
I'm busy too. I am going for a bike ride. What about Alex? Is he busy?
Yes, he is. He is getting ready for the Dragon Boat Festival.
Oh, that is great. And so is this phrase, get ready, or getting ready. We use it a lot in English.
When I get ready in the morning, I take a shower, get dressed, and brush my teeth.
When I get ready for a test, I study all my notes and practice answering questions. Friends, can you try using this phrase, get ready?
Well, let's talk about what Alex is getting ready for.
Yes, the dragon boat race. Boats go in the water. There are many different kinds of boats, fishing boats and even sailing boats, too.
And dragon boats. During this holiday, you can see many boats. They are colorful and look like dragons.
Ooh, yeah. Half the fun is just looking at the boats. I really enjoy looking at how many different kinds there are. Some are red, others are green, and some are blue.
But the most important part is that this is a race.
That's right. Races are fun. Everyone starts at the same place and goes the same distance. In this competition, the fastest wins.
Well, I was never good at winning races. I am too slow.
Well, I won a few races.
I know that, Peter. You are very athletic. You're good at races. All right, friends. Well, let's learn more. Let's go to Conversation B.
Hi, Alex. Are you ready for the race on Saturday?
Yes. My team is practicing every day this week.
My team is practicing every day this week, too.
But my team can win the race. We're fast.
That's good. But I think my team can win.
Let's have a competition.
Okay. But get ready to lose.
Alex is getting ready for a big boat race this weekend. It is time for the Dragon Boat Race. When is the race?
The race is this Saturday, and he is ready for the race. Friends, are you ready to learn more from Christina? Here she is.
Rob 想知道对于周六的龙舟竞赛 ，Alex 准备好了没？所以他说 ，Are you ready for the race on Saturday？我们来练习一下形容词 ready 的用法。首先 ，be ready for something 表示针对某件事已准备好了。比如 ，Are you ready for the test？ Are you ready for school？ 或者 ，Are they ready for the trip？ 另外 ，Rob 和 Alex 都会参加比赛，所以 Rob 先示威校正一下。他说 ，Get ready to lose， 准备好大败吧。所以我们看到了另一种表达方式 ，get ready to do something， 表达着手准备。比如有人说 ，I'm getting ready to sleep， 表示我要准备去睡觉了。或者你在准备搬家的事，可以说 ，I'm getting ready to move。
Thank you, Christina. So Alex is ready for the Dragon Boat Festival.His team is practicing every day this week.
Teams must work together to win. They must practice together too. Now, although you may have one or two really strong people on your team, you only win when you're together.
That's right. A team wins and loses together. And the more they practice together,the better your team will be.
That's right. Doing something again and again. This is practicing. You are trying to get better at it.
That's right. Rob is also on a team, and it's a different team than Alex's.
Alex thinks his team is fast, but Rob thinks his team is faster.
Oh, well, I think...I am fast. Do you think you're faster than me?
No. Oh, right. No, Peter. I think I am faster. Get ready to lose. And friends, get ready for today's...
Calendar phrase.
Get ready to lose.
Get ready to lose. 你准备要输咯。
Today's the big contest.
Yeah! Get ready to lose!
I practice running every day.
Get ready to lose.
I can run really fast.
Get ready to lose.
And I can run faster than you.
I know, but it's a spelling contest.
Oh. Then I'll get ready to lose.
Get ready to lose.
Get ready to lose. 你准备要输咯。
Well, all right, Marie. When are we going to race? Where do you want to race? I am going to win. Get ready to lose.
Actually, Peter, I wasn't serious. I don't really want to race, and I don't think I would be good at it either. But you know what I am thinking right now? I think we should take a break. Let's take one right now. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. Do you like competitions like races?
Ooh, I love races. I am so fast, I always win.
Yes, Peter always wins all the races. But me, I always lose the races. I am very slow.
Oh, so you don't like races. Maybe you like watching a race, like the Dragon Boat Festival. Friends, let's watch this next conversation.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Rob.
Are you coming to the Dragon Boat race on Saturday?
Of course. Then I can see your team beat Alex's team.
I hope so. But Alex's team is really good. They might beat us. What time are you meeting Susie and Ben?
We're meeting at 8 in the morning.
Everyone in the office will watch the Dragon Boat Festival this Saturday. Who is going to win? Do you think Rob will beat Alex or will Alex beat Rob?
When you beat another team, then you win the competition. And both Alex and Rob's teams are good, so I don't know who's gonna win.
Well, we will find out soon. So what time are our friends meeting to watch the races? It's pretty early, right?
Yes, it is. But before I answer that question, I have another one. What time do we visit Rebecca? When we use our grammar point. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Right now is your favorite part of today's lesson. You get to learn a grammar point. Today, we are going to learn how to ask questions about time. What time something? For example, what time is it? Or what time are you going to the store? Now it's up to you to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Let's practice together. What time is lunch?
At 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Why do you ask? Are you hungry? What time did you eat breakfast?
I ate breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning today. Friends, practice making a sentence on your own using today's grammar point.
Well, what time is Taylor meeting Susie and Ben? They're meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. And now it's time to learn more about time.
Taylor 跟同事约好了周六要一起去看龙舟比赛，他们约在早上八点集合。We are meeting at 8 in the morning. 这个句子里有两个表时间的介系词 at 和 in。我们趁这个机会来复习一下表时间的三大介系词。第一个 ，Taylor 说 at 8， 在八点。介系词 at 通常都是指出某一个特定的时间点。除了说几点之外，还可以用 at noon 或者是 at lunch， 这些都是指出时间点。第二 in the morning. 接系词 in 一般用来指比较长的一段时间，比如 in June 在六月，或是 in 2011 在某一年也是用 in。最后是用 on， 只要提到某一天，就是说 on， 比如 on Monday， on the weekend， 或者 on Friday night。学会分辨这三种时间介系词的用法很重要哦。
Thanks, Christina. So we use the word at for the hour, then the word in for the part of the day. At 7 o'clock in the morning. But when we were talking about night, we usually use the word at night. So it's a little different, but usually we use the word in.
I got home at 6 in the evening.But I ate dinner at 8 o'clock at night. All right, well, right now we have to review our keywords. Here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Boat. Boat. Put the boat in the lake.
Race. Race. Did you win the race?
Practice. Practice. Jane practices the piano every day.
Team. Team. There are 8 people on my team.
Beat. Beat. Tom can beat Ron at basketball. Okay, friends.Make sure to practice those keywords at home. And now we can take a look back at those conversations one more time. Let's watch them together.
Hey, Alex. What are you doing after work today?
I'm busy, Ben. I'm getting ready for Dragon Boat Festival.
What are you getting ready for?
I'm getting ready for a boat race.
When is the race?
It's at the park on Saturday.
Wow! Cool! Can I watch the race?
Sure.
Hi, Alex. Are you ready for the race on Saturday?
Yes, my team is practicing every day this week.
My team is practicing every day this week, too.
But my team can win the race. We're fast.
That's good. But I think my team can win.
Let's have a competition.
Okay.But get ready to lose. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Rob.
Are you coming to the Dragon Boat race on Saturday?
Of course. Then I can see your team beat Alex's team.
I hope so. But Alex's team is really good. They might beat us. What time are you meeting Susie and Ben?
We're meeting at 8 in the morning.
Row, row, row your boat.
Ginger, what are you doing?
I'm practicing for the dragon boat race. Row, row, row your boat.
The dragon boat race?
Yeah, I want to join a team.
Ginger, being on a team is not easy.
It's not?
No.You have to practice every day.
Every day?
Yes, and you have to get up really early.
Get up early?
And you have to work hard.
Work hard?
Do you really want to join a team?
Yes, I want to join a singing team. Row,
singing
row,
team.
Row your boat gently down the stream.
Ginger...
Friends. somewhere alone, or go out with some friends. Just remember to have fun now, for the summer ends. Hey friends, summer is here, get ready for the hardest time of the year. Hey friends, summer is here, get ready for the hardest time of the year. Want to get some ice cream or watch a movie this time? Just remember your sunscreen when you take your bike for a ride. Hey friends, summer is here, get ready for the hottest time of the year. Hey friends, summer is here, get ready for the hottest time of the year.
Thanks for joining us today. So, did you ever play on a team or were you ever in a race?
Yeah, I was on a couple of teams. I played on a soccer team and a basketball team. And I was even in a few races, too. What about you? Have you been in a race or were you on a team?
Well, I was never on a team. But when I was younger, my school would have a race day. That was very fun. And we had a lot of fun here today on the show. We hope to see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.